जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
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 ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 हर
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा
Verse number one.
Please repeat.
Rupam drishyam lochanam drek. Rupam drishyam lochanam drek. Tadrishyam draktumanasam. Tadrishyam draktumanasam. Drishyadhivrittaya sakshi. दृश्याधिवृत्तय साक्षी दृगैव न तु दृश्यते दृगैव न तु दृश्यते रूपं दृश्यं लोचनं दृक् तद्दृश्यं दृक्तुमानसं दृश्याधिवृत्तय साक्षी दृगैव न तु दृश्यते
The name of the text is Drik Drishya Vivek. Discrimination between seer, Drik, and seen, Drishya. And another name of this text is Mahavakya Sudha. Sudha means nectar, Mahavakya means not the big sentence. Mahavakya means small sentence, but the theme is big. What is that theme? Jiva Brahma Ekya. All Mahavakya say one thing. Jiva Brahma Ekya. Jiva is Brahman. Why Vivek is needed? If we commit a mistake, then we get sorrow. एक गलती हुई दुख होगा you step, you missed one step, you will fall. Sorrow will come. And by discrimination, we can avoid it. Why we are feeling sorrow? Because we have not discriminated properly. We have taken seen as seer, unreal as real, anatma as atma. That is the cause of sorrow. What we have to do is to discriminate between drishya and drashta, drik. Drashta ultimately is one only. That we'll see in this verse. Vivek, unless you discriminate, your sorrow will never end. Even if you do koti karma, that is not going to help you. Only solution is discriminate. Discriminate and get liberated. Simple. There are different types of vivek we have done, seen. Jada chetan vivek, atma anatma vivek, sarir tray, stula sushma karan sarir tray vivek, pancha kosa vivek, avastha tray sachi vivek. All leads us to the same thing. Ekam satyam vipra bahuda badanti. By different route, you come to the same conclusion. But who is adhikari? Two types of people, they don't require scripture. One is jnani, another is a jnani who is not interested also. They don't require scripture. Third category, seeker. A jnani wants to become jnani. So for that type of person, we have got the scriptures. And what should be his qualification? His qualification should be sadhan chatushtay sampanna. He must have fourfold qualification. What are those fourfold qualifications? Vivek. First is vivek. You have to discriminate. And what is the definition of vivek given there? Nitya anitya vastu viveka. This is the definition given by Shankaracharya. First thing you have to do is the vivek. Then vairagya is needed. If you want to get established in that self, you must have dispassion. Dispassion not from self. Dispassion from anatma vastu. What we have done? We are holding on to anatma vastu. So vairagya, dispassion from anatma vastu. In order to reach there, you must have sat sampatti, inner wealth. Samdham, you all know that. And then comes the mumuchyutam. You must have the urge that I want to realize. If this mumuchyutam is not there, at least little bit should be there, then slowly it will increase, mumuchyuttam. Sadhan chatushte sampanna adhikari is needed. This text will help the adhikari, because this adhikari is arthi and samarthi. Akhandanand Maharaj says, the adhikari must be arthi. Arthi means there must be a desire to know. Samarthi, he must be capable. Capable means he must develop these qualities. Sadhan chatushtay sampanna adhikari. Arthi, he must be desirous. Samarthi, he must be capable and able to go ahead in his sadhana. In this text, we don't find Mangalacharan. Normally, all the texts start with Mangalacharan. But here there is only one word in this first verse, Sakshi is the word which represents Lord. In Vishnu Sahasranam also, one of the name of the Lord is Sakshi. In Bhagavad Gita also, Lord has said, I am Sakshi. Here it is said, Rupam Drishyam Lochanam Drik. Rupam, Rupam is all forms, all colors, all names and forms are Rupam, seen. Drishyam, those are all seen. Lochanam Drik, who is the seer? Lochan, I. One singular it is said. You may say, but we have got two eyes. Why Lochanam? One seer. Because vision is one. We may have two eyes, but both of them see one object. It's not that one eye is seeing this side, and in some cases you may find people with, but normal, both the eyes have got one vision. Lochanam drik tad drishyam draktu manasam. Then again, this lochan, this eyes, these two eyes become drishya, seen. For whom? For mine. Third, drishyadhi vrittiya sachi. In mind, in dhi, there are a lot of vrittis. Who is the seer of this vritti? Sakshi. Drigevanatu drishyate. But that sachi you can never see. Now only by this vivek, only by vivek you have ultimately reached to the truth. Sakshi, in the first word itself. How you have to withdraw to reach to the Sakshi, a clear path is indicated. First is the names and forms, withdraw from the, all the name and forms of the world, come to your eyes. Then the eyes has got some defects which will be explained later on. This is seen by mind. And in the mind, there are various type of thoughts. Who sees that thought? Sakshi. So how to withdraw from the world step by step? In three steps, you reach Sakshi. Drigevanatu drishyate. But ultimate Sakshi, you can never see. Don't even try to see. So four principles comes out of this. Number one, seer and seen are two different. Outside names and forms is one, eyes are seer. Seen and seer are different. Then the shortcomings of the eyes, they become seen for mind. Mind is seen. And who is the seer of all the thoughts, all the vrittis? Sakshi. So always there are seer and seen are different. Principle number two. Seen can never illumine seer. Seeing the drishya can never illumine drashta. Objects of the world, names and forms cannot illumine eyes. Eyes cannot illumine mind. Mind can never illumine. Drigevanatu drishyate. You can make it a little bit short. Inert can never see one sentence. All names and forms are inert. Eyes are also inert. Mind is also inert. So mind, eyes and the objects of the world cannot see the Sakshi which is sentient. Drigev natu drishyate. So mind can never see sakshi. Third principle, seer and seen can never become simultaneously one. One thing can never become both seer and seen. Eyes can never become seer and seen at a time. Eyes can see the names and forms, but the eyes cannot see itself. Unless you have got a mirror in front of you, you can't see your eyes. And the fourth principle is, the ultimate knower has to be sentient. Ultimate knower has to be sentient. Objects of the world are inert. Organs of perception, action, they are also inert. Mind is also inert. How do you say all these things are inert? Because they are made of five great elements, and five great elements are inert. If the upadan karan, material cause, is inert, then the product will also be inert. So inert things, they get sentiency from that sakshi. If this hand is moving, it is getting sentiency from the sakshi inside. Otherwise this is inert. So the sakshi must have the knowledge component in it. That is why we call it sat chit ananda. Chit part is there in the sakshi. That is most essential. All other things borrow sentiency from one sakshi. And this sakshi is Atman, and according to this Jeeva Brahma, all Mahavakya, Jeeva Brahma, Aikya Vakya, this sakshi or the chit or the chiti or Atman or Brahman is one and same. Different words will be coming, representing the same thing. Drigevanatu drishyate. Why Vivek is to be done? It is said in Vivek Chudamani, Shankaracharya says, Vastu Siddhi Vicharena Na Kaschit Karma Kotibhi. Vastu Siddhi, you will get the truth only by Vichar. Vastu Siddhi Vicharena. And not by Karma Kotibhi. And we have seen what we can get by karma. Only four things can be done by karma. One is Utpadya, you can produce something. Sanskarya, you can purify something. Vikarya, modify something. And Apya, Apya means you can get something, you can attain something. Apply these four things on Atma, on Sakshi. Can you produce Atman? Can you modify Atman? Can you purify Atman? Can you attain Atman from somewhere? It's already with you. You don't have to get it from anywhere. So karma koti bhi. Even if you do karma koti bhi, you can do only these four things. And these four, by these four things, you can never attain Atman. Very scientific. Karma koti bhi, you will never get it. So the seer is sakshi, but how should we proceed? It is said, prasiddhim anuvadena aprasiddhim nirupaniya. Prasiddhim, from known to aprasiddhi, unknown. That should be our road map. From the known to unknown. We know this world, we know our body, but the unknown thing is Atman. How should we proceed? From the known to unknown. From the objects of the world, I come to the organs of perception. from organs of perception I go to the mind. These are all known. Known means drishya. And what is the siddhanta of drishya? Yad drishyam tad jadam. Whatever is seen, everything is inert. And whatever is inert is perishable. It is mithya. Mithya means it is only for in a limited period of time. That is mithya. And Atman is not seen. It is not drishya. Once it becomes drishya, it will become inert. It will become perishable. Therefore, drigev natu drishyate. Drigev, you will never be able to see. What is the difference between sachi and drishya? Drishya means mind and organs of perception and all these things. What is the difference? All these changes, but the sakshi never changes. Sakshi is in me, that never changes. All the objects of the world change. There is modification in my eyes, there is vikar. My mind also, there are so many thoughts coming and going. Mind is also is a continuous flow of thought, it is changing. But the illuminator of the mind, next comes, who is the seer of consciousness? Is there any seer of consciousness, can we say? Some people say, no, there are many consciousness. C1 is seeing, C2, C2 is seeing, C3, C3 is seeing, C4. So we can never reach the ultimate C then. You can never reach if there are so many consciousness, if the different consciousness are there. And once C1 is seen by C2, then C1 becomes seen, drishya. And once it becomes drishya, it becomes inert. It becomes changing, perishable. That also is not acceptable. So therefore, consciousness is one only. There are not so many consciousness. But the scientists, they don't accept. Well, you bring that consciousness into the test tube, we will see whether it is there or not, then we will accept. It's not possible. Then seen can't see the seer. Seen can't see the seer means drigev natu drishyate, by your eyes or by your mind you cannot see sakshi. Kathopanishad says na tatra chachu gacchati na vaag gacchati na mano. Na tatra chachu gacchati, you can't see it by your eyes. Na vaag, you cannot define. After going into the meditation, reaching that point, if you come back, you cannot define. Nobody could define till today. Nobody will be able to define in future also. Na vaag gacchati, na mano, mind also can't reach there. But through mind we have to go. Taittiriya Upanishad says, yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasasah. Yato vacho nivartante, the speech comes back. Nivartante apraapya manasasah, you cannot get it by mind. How is that? Very simple. It's just beyond mind. Doctors can reach up to subconscious state or unconscious state, but they cannot go beyond that. Why? Drigeva natu drishyate. Even the doctors can't reach, that's it. Drigeva natu drishyate. But through mind we have to go. Through mind means we have got, what is mind? Mind is flow of thoughts. Thousands of thoughts are coming. What we have to do? We have to channelize those thoughts into one thought. We bring it to one thought. What you do in the japa? One thought. One name of the Lord you are chanting. You are training the mind. Be habituated on one thought. And slowly, when you sit in the meditation, you try to bring your mind to one thought, one form. And if the mind is properly trained, that thought will also drop. When the thought drops, is mind there now? There is no mind. Because the definition says, what is mind? You have reached that state. You have gone beyond mind. Now tell me, if the mind is not there, can you perceive it? Can you come back and say, what is that tattva? You can't say. So you have to go through mind. We need this equipment, we need this body, mind, intellect to reach there. But the mind can never perceive it. Never it will be able to perceive. Now, next three verses are the explanation of this verse. This is the most important verse. And in one verse, we have reached to the Sakshi state. Now, how we reach? That is being explained slowly in verse number 2.
Neela pita sthula sukshma.
Neela pita sthula sukshma.
Rasva dirghadi bhedatah.
Rasva dirghadi bhedatah.
Nana vidhani rupani.
Nana vidhani rupani.
Pashyallochanamekadha. Neelapitasthulasukshma. Rasvadirghadibhedatah. Nanavidhani rupani. Pashyallochanamekadha.
Very simple. Seer is one and seen are many. Neel, blue. Peet, yellow. Sthul, gross. Sukshma, subtle. Rasva, short. Dirgha, long. These are the different forms of the objects, different color and different sizes. Adi bhedata, with so much of difference is there in the scenes, in the objects of the world. Nana vidhani, they are many and varied. Nana vidhani. Our Shastra says there are only 5 types of objects, that's all. Because we have got only 5 organs of perception. So the objects are only 5. But your supercomputer will fail if you are asked to categorize and write the names of all objects of the world. Nana vidhani. Rupani. Paset lochanam ekada. But this, these two eyes or eye, one vision, ekada alone, without getting disturbed. Without getting affected. Nana vidhani. Thousands and thousands of colors and forms are there, but the eyes are same. Acha chalo, if you want to see everything red, so you have to have a speck with red. Now I want to see blue. But the eyes, magical eyes. You can see sun so far, and you can see the book also. You don't need two different types of eyes, different colors, everything you can see. Ekadha. And they are not affected. Acha, tell me, seeing the red blood or the red rose, does your eyes become red? No. You will find a very good principle here. Seer is not affected by seeing. Seeing the rose or the seeing the blood outside, my eyes never become red. By the shortcomings of my eyes, the mind is never affected. If my eyes has become dull, will my mind will become also dull? No. By the positive and negative thoughts of the mind, will Sakshi be affected? Simple. Guruji, right? The eye is unaffected by what it perceives. It remains untainted by the qualities and hues it sees in the object. It does not become red on seeing blood or round on seeing a ball. So the principle behind is by seeing the scene, the seer is not affected. And apply this formula in the subtle form, you will come to know that the Sakshi is never affected by anything. Sakshi is untainted. Next verse.
Andhya-mandhya-patutveshu.
Netra-dharmeshu-chaikadha.
Sankalpa-en-manas-srotra. Tvagadau-yojyatamidam.
Andhya-mandhya-patutveshu. Netra-dharmeshu-chaikadha. Sankalpayet manasrotra tvagadau yojyatamidam.
Andhya, blindness. Next is mandya, dullness. Third is patutvesu, sharpness. Netra dharma, these are the dharma of eye. Mana ekadha sankalpayet. Manas means mind. Ekadha alone. Sankalpayet knows. So these are the things which mind knows. That I am not able to see clearly. Or I am not able to see at all. Blindness. Dullness. Or I see very clearly. Sharpness. These are all the dharma of netra. Who sees this? Mind. Mana ekada sankalpayet. He knows. So here it is said, one netra defects are said. Now it is said, srotra tvaga adau yojatam. Yojatam means apply. Same thing you apply on other organs of perception. On all five organs of perception, you apply same thing. Because the mind knows the shortcomings of all Gyanendriya. Gyanendriya means eyes, ear, nose, tongue, touch. How come mind knows all this? Can eyes hear? Can I do the function of hearing? Why? Why? One limit, but why? Made of different elements. Each of them are made of different elements and their quality come to the product. But the mind? Mind is made of all five great elements. That is why whatever stimuli is brought in by all these organs of perception, mind can analyze it. Sankalpayet manah srotra tavagado yojatamidam. Now regarding the srotra also, you see, high pitched sound, bhajan, Carnatic music, rock music, different type it can receive. You may like it, you may not like it, that is different. Tvak, skin, hot and cold, soft and hard, skin can do that. Tongue, six rasa and 56 bhoga. It can taste 56 types of bhoga. But who will analyze? Mind analyzes everything. Similarly, smell, that also, good or bad, is analyzed by mind. Their function is different. One Mahatma said that two people went to the fish market. One was vegetarian, other was non-vegetarian. One liked the fish, other he didn't like. So one who liked in the fish market and held the breath. And another one and exhaled and held the breath. So according to the liking, you are registering and holding. I like the smell of the fish, so I inhale and hold it. I don't like it, I exhale and hold that. Who is doing analysis? Mind is doing this. They are not affected, they are asanga. They are not affected. Their job, organs of perception's job, is to just receive the stimuli, refer it to mind. That is the job of all the stimuli. Thief, eagle, hawk, vulture have sharpness in the eye. They have got very sharp eyes. Thief, even in the dark he can see where is the gold, which one is the diamond, he can see. Elephant has got small eyes but very sharp. Can see needle in the haystack also. Very sharp eyes. Guruji writes, the mind knows the different condition, but itself does not become blind, blurred, or swollen. If my eyes are swollen, mind does not get swollen. So the principle is seer is not affected by seeing. Eyes are not affected by color and form. Mind is not affected by the shortcomings of all five jnanendriyas of organs of perception. Same formula applies to Sakshi. Sakshi is not affected by my state of mind. I may be sukhi or I may be dukhi. Sakshi is just illuminating that thought of sukh and dukh. Sukh and dukh is, what is sukh and dukh? It's only a thought. Only a thought. How do you prove? Example given many times.
July 4th, birthday party. You get called, or April Fool Day.
You get a call on the 1st April, that one of your relative, one of most dear. You are enjoying. You are enjoying on 1st April some party and all of a sudden you get a call from India that one of your relatives have met with an accident. What will happen? Whatever plate you have, you are eating, you will just keep it. You will become sad. You have not seen the accident. It is 17,000 kilometers away that has happened. Only by thought has come by phone that somebody has met with an accident. That thought has gone inside And after 15 minutes, the same person calls, today is the 1st April, I made you fool. What will happen after that? Dukh vritti, dukh thought, gone. Then sukh thought, again. You again started dancing, enjoying party. What is sukh and dukh? It's only a thought. If you happen to know the art of replacing thought, can you become permanently happy? Yes. You have to know the art of replacing the negative thought by positive thought. Both are thought only. But by this negative or positive thought, Sakshi is not affected. Now, the relationship is grahya and grahak relationship. Objects are perceived by Gyanendriyas. Gyanendriyas is seen by mind. Mind thoughts are seen by Sakshi. So it is a relation between seer and seen. And what about mind? Now it is said in verse number 4 about by mind.
Kama sankalpa sandeho, kama sankalpa sandeho, shraddha shraddhe dhriti tare,
shraddha shraddhe dhriti tare,
hir dhir bhiritte vamadin, hir dhir bhiritte vamadin,
भासयत्ते कदाचिति काम संकल्प संदेहो
श्रद्धा
श्रद्धे द्विति तरे प्रीति वीरित्ते
वमादिन भासयत्ते कदाचिति
कामः. Now the modification of minds are stated here. Kamah, desire. Sankalpa. Sankalpa is the pre-stage of desire. Sankalpa means I am just thinking about it, just wishing. A will. Think, sitting here, if I start thinking about ice cream, just a thought gives me happiness. That is a sankalpa. And if you go on brooding on that sankalpa, it will become a strong desire. From the sankalpa, it becomes kama. Kama, sankalpa, sandeho. Sandeho means doubt. Shraddha, belief. Asraddha, disbelief. Dhriti, fortitude. Ri, modesty. Then, dhi, understanding. Bhi, fear. These are all different thoughts. Ittedadin bhasayet bhasayati ekadha chiti. Bhasayati. Bhasayati means illumines. Ekadha, one alone. Ekadha means alone without getting affected. Ekadha chiti. Chiti means consciousness, sakshi. In the earlier the word was sakshi. Now it is chiti. Sakshi and Chiti, one and same. Atman, one and same. Sakshi, Chiti, Atman, one. Mind is flow of thought. There may be a positive thought, negative thought, shubh thought, ashubh thought. We may appreciate others' mind, but we cannot exchange our mind with others. We have to live with our mind. You have got no solution. Mind you cannot replace. Kama. Guruji writes, I want such and such thing. A desire arises from the feeling of incompleteness. Always know that the desire comes only when we have got a feeling that I am incomplete. Truly speaking, I am Purna. Purna means I am that Brahman, I am that Atman. Since we don't know that I am Purna, I am full, I don't need anything of the world to become happy. Purna does not require anything. Atman does not require anything of the world. Since we don't know our true nature, we have a feeling that I am incomplete. And to make ourselves complete, we are running out in the world and trying to find out permanent happiness in impermanent world. That is what we are doing. Can we become permanently happy from the impermanent world? No, it will never happen. How can an impermanent give you a permanent happiness? It cannot give you. Kama. Kama is the irresistible desire and it forces us to commit a sin also. Arjuna asked this question to Lord. I know this is wrong, but still I am forced to commit sin. Why? Tell me. I know this is wrong, but still I do. Lord says, Kamesa Krodesa Rajogun Samad Papa. This is kam, your desire. But I know this is wrong. Bolo, yes, you know this is wrong. But out of the 100% of your mind, 30% of mind is saying this is wrong, 70% of mind is saying no, do it. So knowing fully well this is a sin, still I do it. Kaam esa, krodha esa, rajogun samadva. When the kaam, the desire comes, rajogun comes. Rajoguns, you become active. How simple, again same ice cream, start brooding over the ice cream, within half an hour you will be running to the parlor, ice cream parlor, rajogun. Kaam esa krodha esa rajogun samadha. And who is sthita pragya? Prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manugatan. Prajahati kaman sarvan. Lord never said reduce your desire to 99.9%. No. Prajahati kaman sarvan 100%. And where are those desires? Manogatan in your mind. Vasana. So we could complete only kaam. I have to go to Badri today. Take up again on our next sitting. Next sitting will be on 28th. Because next Sunday we have got summer camp going. On 21st. On 28th. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Guru Hari Om.